Both teams shooting 50% from the field. It's 63-61. Jackrabbits by two. Coyotes have a chance to tie or take the lead out of this timeout. A lot of basketball to be played. Coyotes whistled for three fouls. Jacks have been whistled for five. That means the Coyotes will shoot for everything that's not an offensive foul the rest of the way. Gotta make your free throws. Just one of three here in the fourth quarter. Madison McKeever, bounce pass over to Allison Arns, right wing. Arns holds onto the ball there. Now bounces a pass into Shervin, who's double teamed. Back out to Arns. Up to Duffy. Fires the three for the lead. Got it! Kira Duffy buries a three. And point number 1,000 in the great career of junior Kira Duffy has given the Coyotes the lead, 64-63. Back defensively, Ryan LiCascio Jensen. Up top to Miller. Miller works around the perimeter. Coyote faithful on their feet in the SCSC. Dumps it inside the lane. Tegan Larson spins, reverse lane, scores, and the Jacks are back on top. Tegan Larson has 15 points to tie her career high with 5:05 to play in the fourth quarter. The Jacks lead by one, 65-64. Here's McKeever, works it over to Allison Arns, right side. We're inside five to play in the ballgame. Allison Arns around the arc, back up top to Duffy, swings it over to McKeever, left side. 4:50 to play, fourth quarter. McKeever trying to work past Cascio Jensen. Kicks it out, Duffy. Thought about the long three. Steps inside the arc. Her jumper too strong. Rebound, Cascio Jensen. And the Jacks will move left to right. 65-64, SDSU by one. Macy Miller on the left wing. Back up top to Giebert. And there's a foul away from the ball. And they've called this on Kira Duffy. So a foul called on Kira Duffy. And for Duffy, that's her third. 4:32 to play, fourth quarter. Coyotes have now been whistled for four fouls in the ballgame. 65-64, that means we'll shoot the rest of the way, either team. Pass into Larson, corner left, three-pointer for Macy Miller off the iron. Rebound, tipped out of the hands of Kira Duffy, and then a foul called on Sydney Palmer. And Palmer can't believe it, neither can Coach Aaron Johnston. I thought it was a late call, should have been called a little bit earlier. But we'll walk the distance, and the Coyotes will have free throws. It'll be Duffy to go to the line. Now, this is where your free throws get very important, both teams down the stretch. Coyotes have been the number one free throw shooting team in the Summit League. And now another official has come in and is questioning if Kira Duffy is the right free throw shooter. So the officials come together, say that she is, and Duffy will shoot free throws. She's missed a couple this afternoon. Here's the first free throw for Duffy, and it is in and out. Goodness gracious. Kira Duffy has missed for the third time today. She's 4 of 7 at the free throw line. This one to tie. Free throw on the way right down the middle. 65-65. We're all square. Kira Duffy has 18 points in this game. She's got over 1,000 for her Coyote career. Here's Sydney Palmer up top to Tegan Larson. Right side, Macy Miller. Miller angles to her left. 4:14 to play in the ballgame. Macy Miller kicks it out. Sellin rises for three. Got it. A three-pointer for Maya Sellin. And that's 13 points for Sellin with 4:03 to play in the ballgame. South Dakota State leads by three, 68-65. McKeever, top of the point, angles over to the right side. Back up to Duffy. Duffy trying to drive inside the paint. There she goes, inside, up off of the window, and scores. And Kira Duffy trying to take over here in the final quarter. Coyotes down by one, 68-67. Giebert runs over McKeever, and a foul, blocking foul called. Madison McKeever got there, didn't quite get her feet set, and McKeever whistled for a blocking foul. So Madison McKeever has picked up her third personal foul. 68-67, Giebert at the line to shoot free throws, and the first is off of the front iron, hit the back iron, rolled around and scored. And Giebert has 13 points for South Dakota State. McKeever will come off. Monica Arns back in for USD. She's playing with four personal fouls. It's a two-point game. Make it three as Giebert connects on the free throw. Coyotes will move right to left, 70-67. Jackrabbits with the lead. Coyotes trying to at least cut the deficit. Pass goes over to the right side. Here's Allison Arns. Arns moves to her left side, works top of the point. Out to Monica Arns, floats it in the paint. There's Shervin up with a right hand, can't score. Rebound Tegan Larson of South Dakota State. It was a good look through contact, and Shervin couldn't score. Sydney Palmer back down to the baseline. Her pass deflected. It finds the hands of Giebert, and the Jacks keep control. Giebert back up to Miller, right side to Sydney Palmer. 3:10 to play in this one. Top of the point, Giebert fires left side. Larson goes corner left to Macy Miller. Miller works inside, bounces off Monica Arns, kicks it back up to Giebert. Allison Arns near steal, couldn't get it. Now Giebert to the inside. There's an offensive foul. Yes, sir. Madison Giebert ran over Hannah Sherman, and an offensive foul called with 2:56 to play in the fourth quarter. Jacks 70, Coyotes 67. Still a lot of basketball to be played here, but the Coyotes are going to want to get the momentum on their side here very, very soon. They want the upper hand when a team has to foul late. Here's Chloe Lamb between the circles. Lamb crosses over, works to her right, steps back around the arc. Lamb looks to her right, now looks left. Backdoor pass, cutting. Monica Arns, her pass blocked away, and then bodies hit the deck. It was a near save that time for one of the Jacks players, I think it was Larson, but she had stepped out of bounds. So it is South Dakota basketball. And now the official has come over to the scorer's table to make sure the clock is all square. 2:39 to play fourth quarter. Coyotes have 14 to shoot. Jacks lead by 3, 70-67. Here's Chloe Lamb to inbound, lobs it into Hannah Sherman. Just inside the arc as she floats it back over to Allison Orange. Left side pass. Lamb fires. Wants to tie. Yes! It rattles in. We're all square at 70. Chloe Lamb buries a three. She has 9 points. 2:25 to play. Coyote defense needs a stop. Macy Miller with the basketball in the midcourt logo. She'll approach the top of the point. Fires over to Giebert right side. Coyote defense looking for a stop. And there's a foul. An offensive foul on South Dakota State. It's an offensive foul as Maya Sellin knocked over Kira Duffy. And it's South Dakota basketball with 2:14 to play. And Aaron Johnston is beside himself. The Jacks head coach cannot believe that was called a Jackrabbit foul. South Dakota will move right to left. A chance to take the lead with 2:10 to play in the fourth quarter. 70-70. We are all square. It's been a great one this afternoon. And we're in for a great 2 minutes. Left elbow jumper. Lamb rattles in. Chloe Lamb has 11. And she has single-handedly just given the Yotes the lead 72-70 on back-to-back buckets.